going into the chorus first. The second song, I'm going to do the chorus first.
All right, well, good evening. It's good to see everybody here tonight. How many of you ready to be refueled?
Woohoo!
Huh? How many of you come this night to get your tank filled up? Well, I'm tell you, I'm excited about the night. Tonight we're going to be in Daniel again. We're back in Daniel. And as to burn, encourage you tonight, just enter into praise and worship as Sue preached on praise. And folks, whenever you come in, you're down, you're out, you don't feel like you can go no further, give him thanks, and whenever you do, you'll realize what a difference it makes. Let's stand and worship. Father, we come to you tonight. We're so thankful, Lord, for your many blessings. And Father, we're thankful that we can come here and worship you tonight. Father, I'm thankful, Lord, for the ones that's here tonight, Lord, the ones that's not here, Lord, as I said, that we will get refueled. Father, I ask tonight, Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this house. Come in. Amen.
That right there exactly happened to me. I come dragged because I talk all day. Not that you can imagine that, but I do. Like, how am I going to do this? I'm sleepy. I'm shipping and testifying with each other back there in the cafe. And the Holy Spirit done jumped all over me and revived me. I'm ready to go. God is good all the time in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest nights, his light will shine. God is good. He is good. If you're walking through the valley, there are shadows all around. Do not fear. He will guide. He's promised to never leave you nor forsake you. And his word is true. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this hood. All the tide will shine. God is good. He is good all the time. We were sinners, so unworthy. Still for us he chose to die. Filled us with his Holy Spirit. Now we can stand and testify, just like we did, that his love is everlasting and his mercies, they will never end. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good. He is good all the time. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to dream. I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need your rest. Mighty warrior, king of the fight, no matter what I face, you're by my side. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wished I could walk through. When you don't give the answers as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. Truth is, you know what tomorrow brings. There's not a day ahead you have not seen. So in all things be my life and breath. I want what you want, Lord, and nothing less. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wished I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, you are my steady hand. You are my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. Your ways are always higher, your plans are always good. There's not a place where I'll go you've not already stood. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wished I could walk through. Fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know. Ooh, you say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I am weak. You say I am held when I am falling short. And when I don't belong, you say I am yours, and I believe, oh, I believe what you say of me. I believe the only thing that matters now is everything you think of me. I find my worth in you. I find my identity. Ooh, you say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I am weak. You say I am held when I am falling short. And when you say I am yours, and I believe, oh, what you say of me. Taking all I have and now I'm laying it at your feet. You have every failure, God. You have every victory. As long as I have breath, I will praise you, Lord. As long as I can sing, I will sing your praises wherever. My voice, as long as I have breath, I will praise you, Lord. As long as I have breath, I will praise you, Lord. As long bright light shine. It's just about home time. I can see my Father standing at the door. This world's been a wilderness. Hey, I'm ready for deliverance. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. There's a light in the window, table set in splendor. Someone standing by the open door. I can see a crystal river. Oh, I must be near forever. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. Bright light shine. Oh, it's just about home time. I can see my Father standing at the door. This world's been a wilderness. Hey, I'm ready for deliverance. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. I can see the family gather, sweet faces all familiar, but no one's old or feeble anymore. Hallelujah! I lonesome heart is crying, think I'll spread my wings for flying. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. Can't you see the bright light shine? Oh, it's just about home time. I can see my Father standing at the door. This world's been a wilderness. I'm headed for deliverance. Lord, I've never been this was homesick before. No, I've never been this homesick before.
Sorry.
Oh, Father, tonight, Lord, we are homesick, Lord. Father, we're homesick, Lord, to see you, Lord. And Father, tonight as we come to you, Lord, there's some needs we just need to lift up tonight. We lift Bobby up to you tonight, Lord. Father, he needs a touch in his body, Lord. We pray, Lord, for this pain, these shingles that he has, Lord. Lord, it will just be very minimum pain. But Lord, just touch Bobby right now, Lord, as he's home right now, Lord. Father, there's many other people, Lord, that we have been praying for. Father, you know each and every one of them, Lord. Father, there's many that's waiting on test results, Lord, from the doctors right now. And Father, we lift them up to you tonight, Lord. We're praying, God, that these results are going to come back and it's going to be the report of the Lord. Father, a couple of them are waiting for cancer reports, Lord. We're going to pray and we're believing, Lord, that this cancer is gone in Jesus' name, Lord. Father, we lift Sue Shriver up to you tonight, Lord, as the doctors are making a decision today, Lord. Father, just, Lord, intervene, Lord, and Father, give them the answers that her and Jim need, Lord. We lift Kathy up to you, Lord. Father, as she was here Sunday night, God, just continue to touch her body, Lord. Father, for Patty, Lord, for her vision, Father, that she will be able to see clearly, Lord. Father, just touch her, Lord. There's many others, Lord, that needs a touch from you, God. Father, we're so thankful, Lord, for what you are doing. Father, we're thankful, God, Lord, that there's many mountains, Lord, that people are climbing right now, Lord, but let them know that you're right there with them. No matter what they're going through, you're with them, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Angie. I think I'm going to take up an offering for her, and I think she's run out of her Ritalin. That was awesome tonight, Angie. Thank you. I'm just kidding. When you keep it up. Yes, she knew if I didn't poke fun at her, she would think I was mad at her. But anyway, tonight, I'm telling you, huh?
We can still hear you.
But anyway, I'm telling you what, you know, a couple of them songs there that she sang tonight and let us in, you know, some of us just feel like probably you're in a mountain that you're trying to get over. You feel like that you're there all by yourself. But you know, folks, I'm telling you, you're never alone in this here journey. You can look around, and I see this right now. We look around and we see things that's going on, but I look around and God puts somebody else beside me there that's going through worse things than I'm going through. And to be the minister, and to be your minister too, and that's the thing I got. I tell you, this afternoon I was joking about it, but I had the privilege this afternoon. Brother Strickland over at Oxford had called me a couple weeks ago and he's doing their after school program walk. Sherry and I started and he asked me today, he said, how many years has this been going on? I said, we started it in 2002, 21 years. They've got around 180, 190 kids, so they needed to borrow our bus. And they asked me if I would come over and drive a bus today. And I told Sherry on the phone back, I said, I'm going to come in and I'm going to hug every one of our people tonight. Thank God. I think some of them little boys and girls' parents has grown up and they've had children. And them children, boy, they're screaming and hollering. And how did I handle that all the time? But you know what? I'm excited about one thing. They heard about Jesus this afternoon. They heard about Jesus this afternoon, you know. And I'm just glad, you know, that God is, you know, doing things like that. The night as we're going into this Bible study here, the burning fiery furnace. Sometimes we think that we're in that fiery furnace right now. I've been in this situation. I've asked God sometimes, where are you at in this fire that I'm in right now? What's going, you know, where are you at? What's going on? But folks, what I have learned, and some of you might be going through that fire right now. Some of what y'all need ink pens or, but anyway, some of you might be going through that fiery furnace or whatever, but you know, in the end, it's just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, as I shared Sunday morning, I'll be sharing tonight. The fourth person's with you. God has always been with me. He's been faithful. We focus, you know, on the night, and we see in this study here, the three men who glorified the Lord in their fires. As I started out the night, not knowing the songs that she had picked, we've got to glorify the Lord. We've got to lift up His name. We've got to praise Him whenever we're going through the hard times. We've got to praise Him in the hard times, and we've got to praise Him in the good times. We see this in this study here with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Isaiah 24:15 says, "Therefore glorify the Lord in the dawning light, the name of the Lord God of Israel, and the coastlands of the sea." You know, the writers here, they're talking about glorifying the Lord. Whenever we glorify Him, everything we go through, we give Him glory, we give Him praise, we give Him honor. And in all probability, the writer of the Hebrews had Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in mind whenever he wrote Hebrews chapter 11, verse 33 and 34 says, "Who do faith subdue kingdoms, work righteous, obtain promises, stop the mountains, mouths of lions, quench the violence of fire, escape the edge of the sword, out of the weakness was made strong, become violent in battle, turn to fight the armies of the aliens." Folks, I think in the times that we're going through right now, God is making us stronger in everything. You know that last song that she played, sang right there? I hadn't heard that song in years. But you know, there's so much substance to that song right there. Because we are going through violent times right now. We are seeing things going on in America right now that we have never seen in our life. Today I was talking to a minister friend of mine, and he said that I think it's Saudi Arabia. It's either Saudi or Venezuela, one of them, has got a commercial right now mocking and making fun of the United States. Folks, it's a time now, a crisis, that we as churches have got an opportunity to get on our knees and pray and seek God's face, and we can see things turn around. It's a time right now that God, I feel America, we're going through the fire. We're going in the fiery furnace right now. And it's a time for us to come, we're going to come through victorious. While most of us never had to face the ordeal of entering a literally fireness, it's nevertheless true that we are determined to be faithful to the Lord. We shall know the significance of Peter's word. Whenever you're in the fire, you've got to be faithful. You know, I tell people, serving the Lord is a hard thing sometimes. Because you're in that fire, you're sitting there and things aren't going right, and you sit there and you say, "God, where are you at?" You know, and He'll sit there and, you know, sometimes it don't feel like He's talking to you. And sometimes it feels like we're the only ones that's doing the talking. And, you know, but the whole time He is listening. And I think sometimes He is sitting there saying, "If you would just slow down and be quiet for a minute and get in My word, I will talk back to you and show you My power." You know, as we the night and we were talking about, you know, the mountains, and we have mountains to cross. Some of us has got ailments that's going on in our bodies, and they've been going on for months and years and years and years. And, you know, and it'd be very easy just to give up. But you know what? Whenever I see things like that going on, and I have things going on, and I sit there and I have to stay faithful to God, because I know in His time and He's going to come through. And these elements that I've got going on in my body and my life right now, they're going to be a testimony to somebody in the time that I'm going through it right now. Peter, 1 Peter right here. Peter chapter 4, verse 12 through 16 says, "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning that the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that partaker of Christ's suffering. That's when His glory is revealed. You may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached by the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and God rest upon you. On their part He is blaspheming, but on your part He is glorified. But," verse 15, "but let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, or evildoer, as a busybody in other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter." There's no immunity to trials. I wish I could say Wherever you accepted Christ at, maybe it was at an altar, maybe it was in a bedroom, maybe it was just in a quiet place, that life was going to be easy. I wish I could tell you that, you know, it's just going to be everything. You're going to wake up in the morning and you smell a coffee and bacon and eggs are frying. But it's not going to be that way. There's going to be trials. We've seen this here. We saw it with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Peter went through trials. Paul went through trials. Everybody's been through trials, and that's what they're saying. There's no immunities to trial because we belong to the Lord. And you know what? We should expect testing as part of our heritage in Christ. But you know, as Christians, you might say, well, Pastor, you know, why are we being tested? I think we are being tested because at the time that we're being tested, we're showing our strength, and it's not about us. It's not us that's walking, but we're walking with Christ, and Christ is walking through this battle right there with us. And stronger we are with Him. In John chapter 16, verse 33, it says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." In me, in Christ Jesus, we will have peace. But what are we seeing in the world right now? There's tribulation. I remember back in the days that I wasn't serving God. Now, there was tribulation. There was trials. And yes, do I face them now? But I don't face them the way I did then. You know, whenever I go to battle now, we sing that song, "This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle." I fight my battle by going to the Lord in prayer. And then I turn it over to Him, and He helps me fight that battle. I have overcome the world. In Philippians 1:29 it says, "For you it has been granted on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in Him, but also to suffer for His sake." There's going to be suffering. There's going to be times that, you know, we're going to sit there and say, what's going on? But if you're a dedicated Christian, we are loyal to the Lord at all cost. Do not be surprised when there's the fiery darts of Satan comes against you. Do not be surprised whenever your friends turn against you, because the world hates what's going on. They hate because you're at peace. They hate because you've got joy. They hate because you have something that the world don't have. And Satan's going to put them fiery darts against you. In many parts of the world, God's people are in the fire today. I see it more than ever before. But those of us who are spared the ordeal should equip and arm ourselves so that when the trial comes, that we're able to handle the trial. But after the trial comes and it goes, we bring glory and honor and praise to the Lord. We thank Him for everything we do. I sit here and look at some of y'all in this auditorium tonight, and every one of you could get up and give thanks to the Lord for what He's done in y'all's life in the last couple of years. Miss Marge, I was sitting there thinking about praise and worship. In January, she was supposed to die. Near about. She was beat up, broke up. And look at her now. She's stronger than she's ever been. You know, she's bringing praise and honor and glory to the Lord. Some of y'all others been through things that I don't wish on nobody, but I see that y'all are faithful in bringing praise and honor and glory to the Lord. You know, we look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What did they do? It says that they were thrown into the fiery furnace, but they come out. And they were glorifying God whenever they were glorifying Him whenever they were in the furnace, and they were glorifying Him whenever they came out. In Daniel chapter 3, you know, with the future events, the prophecy, as well as authentic history here. The day might not be far ahead when multitudes of God's people, when you hear this, whenever multitude of God's people will be under the heel and the domination of the Antichrist, and we're going to suffer a terrible ordeal. Folks, I don't see, as she sang that song, I don't see how we can go on much longer. I don't see how things can continue to go to where they're going. But I know one thing. I know one thing. We have got work ahead of us right now. Because I don't want my loved ones left behind. I want them going with me. Every day, in some way, we're tempted to deny the Lord whom we love, just as these three men were tempted. So tonight, I want to share some encouragement with you. We're going to be in Daniel chapter 3. The first thing, the challenge they faced. The challenge they faced. You know, I'm going to let Miss Laverne read these passages here. We're going to read 3, 1 through 7 to start with.
Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and the breadth was 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent to gather together the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together to the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. They stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whoso falls not down and worships shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Therefore at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations and the languages, fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up."
Okay, we're going to stop right there for a moment. So we see right here, and we've heard this story time after time after time. It's been presented to you in many, many different ways. But it was a challenge that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego faced. You know, we read the proud, despised, the king had set up this golden statue on the plain of Dur. It was huge. And I remember, whenever I was doing children's ministry and I would have somebody, a little kid get on a grown-up's shoulders, and just show how big, that was. 90 foot tall, 9 foot wide. It could have been a replica of the statue of a king had seen in his dream, according to, chapter 2. But the thing about this story was, is the king commanded everybody to come to where this statue was, and whenever all these horns was blown, everything was blown that they were supposed to bow down and worship this statue. They're supposed to bow down, and they were being penalized. As this statue was being dedicated, they were supposed to bow down to it. But I'm amazed at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's, their faith that they had in that time right there. They said, no matter what, we're not going to bow down. We're not going to bow down. Our God will take care of us. I think this day and time, and I share this with you today, this day and time, it's time for the church to stand up. And I'm sharing this with some of my pastor friends. As your pastor here at Trinity Assembly, God, I'm telling you, it's time for us to stand up. It's time for us to be heard. We've been quiet too long. And with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they knew what the consequences was going to happen, but they knew that they had a God that would take care of them. That same God that they knew that was going to take care of them is the same God that's going to take care of us tonight. It's the same person who's going to take care of us. In Daniel chapter 3, verse 12, it says, "There are certain Jews whom you might set over the affairs of the province of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, these men, O king, had not paid dues regard to you. They did not serve your gods or worship the golden image they had set up." You see that right there as I share with you, and you see there in your notes and in your line, they were determined to be faithful to him at all cost. The question tonight, are we determined to be faithful to him at all cost? Are we determined to be faithful? It's so easy to go with the crowd and let your instincts and dominate us and thus failed the Lord. But these men were victorious in the hour of their supreme testing. Through the end of their testing. You know, folks, that's what we have to realize. You're going through a test. Every one of us sometime in our life, every one of us might be going through a test right now. But we're not walking through that test by ourselves. Some of us, we want the answers right now. You know, I'm like that. I share it with you, and you know me. I can't wait. I've got to have answers right now. You know, but we're going through a test. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in this test right here, they knew that God was walking through that test with them. Folks, He's walking through the test with you tonight. And the second thing here, the compromise they refused. The compromise they refused. Miss Laverne, read 8 through 18, please.
Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso does not fall down and worship, that he should be cast in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded you. They do not serve your gods, nor worship the golden image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said to them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do you not serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if you be ready, at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made, well, but if you do not worship, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods, nor worship the golden image which you have set up.
So we see right here, I'm going to use it in today's language. I'm going to share with you in today's term. So we had some little tattletales. That's what we say right there. King Nebuchadnezzar, we've done what you told us to do, but Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they're not doing what you told us to do. Yeah. That's probably, you know, we're a little bit better words right here, but that's basically what happened. You know, they've been disobedient to the king. So what did it do? It made him mad. He was infuriated. And so he sent for them and invited them to reconsider their decision. You know, at the time that he invited them to reconsider their decision, here was temptation to compromise. Sometimes we're put into temptation to compromise. You know, each and every one of us are put in situations, do we stay faithful to God's Word and what God's Word says, or do we compromise God's Word for the people that we're around? I'm going to tell you, folks, I'm here to share with you tonight. Stay faithful to God's Word and do not compromise. And if you stay faithful to God's Word and do not compromise, whenever you're in that fiery furnace, whenever you're going through the fire, He's going to pull you through every time. You know, I share with you tonight something that I shared with people back whenever I was in the grocery business. And, you know, sometimes people would do things that, you know, would break company policy or something. And we would have director of security come up and I would tell them, before you walk in that room, I said, tell the truth. I said, if you saw something happen, even though that's your buddy, tell the truth. I said, because somebody's going to slip up and not tell the same story, and that's where it's the fire. It's just going to get bigger and bigger. In this story here, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they could have compromised. They could have said, no, we will bow down. We will worship this here idol right here. But no, they did not want to compromise. They knew who they were standing for. They knew that God would take care of them. You know, he probably told them, just do it this one time. Do it to please me. It won't harm you. We've heard that so many times, and the people in the world tell you, just do it this one time. Nobody will never know. Somebody will find out. But steadfastly, they refuse to save their situation at the expense of their conscience and to bring dishonor upon the Lord, name of the Lord. So they defiled the king. They said, we will not. Are we loyal enough tonight as Christians to stand up? We're the minority now. You know, I hate to tell you this. We are the minority. But are we loyal enough to stand up against what the world's trying to say? No matter what, God, I'm going to serve you. No matter what, God, I know that you will take care of me. You know, I know, you know, people, they you know, say, why do you go to church on Sunday? Why do you go to church on Wednesday? Why do you go to church on Sunday nights? You know, why do you read your Bible? Why do you study? Because he's the God of promises. He's the God that said he will take care of us. He's the God, whenever we're going through the fiery furnace, he's going to be right there with you. You look, Moses was faced with a temptation and he resisted it. Hebrews 11, chapter 11, it says, by faith, Moses, whenever he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured in seeing him as invisible. So Moses, you know, he was faced with temptation. Jesus, he was faced with temptation. We've studied that just a few months ago. He resisted it. You know, whenever he was led into the wilderness, he was tempted by the devil. But what did he do? He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And then, you know, he was able to come over, you know, the temptation. Folks, we're going to be faced with temptation. Stephen, he was faced and, you know, and he refused. And because of it, it cost him his life. He was stoned to death. You know, he was martyred. We see people that was faced with temptations, but they stood firm on the word. How do we account for the courage of these three men? What was their secret? What was their secret? Huh? Faith. Faith. Knew God was going to take care of them. You know, every time. And folks, that's what we have to have. Our, you know, we've got to have the faith. We've got to have the courage. We've got to know that God's going to take care of us. Whenever you're in that fiery furnace, he's right in there with you. The third thing tonight, the confidence they possessed. In spite of the dreadful alternative facing them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they steadfastly refused to worship the golden image because their whole trust was in who? God. They had confidence in God. You know, us as Christians, and tonight I know this crowd here is a different crowd. You know, some people tell me, Pastor, you should have been preaching that message on Sunday morning or something. And yes, you can. But you know what? Y'all might be getting a warm-up for what's coming Sunday morning, some Sunday morning. You know, but this here, it is a good message. You know, we're not knowing who's watching online. But you know, the confidence, I know this crowd in here tonight, we have the confidence. But I know sometimes I've had people tell me that's watching on the internet, Pastor, I needed that message tonight. But the confidence they had in the power of God. They said, the God we serve is able. Is the God you serve able tonight? The God that we serve is able. Of course he is. Nothing is too hard for God. Nothing is too hard for God. I remember back maybe 17 years ago, it was one of our themes for the Assemblies of God for that year. Nothing is too hard for God. And that has stuck with me. Nothing is too hard because the God we serve is able to do all things. In Genesis chapter 18, verse 14, it says, "Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son." So all things are possible to Him. We serve a God that can make the impossible come possible. Matthew 19:26 says, "But Jesus looked at them and said to them, 'With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.'" The purpose of God, they said, but even if he does not, in other words, God can deliver us. And if it is His will, then He'll deliver us. But He may not. Perhaps it is His will for us to suffer and die. But His will is best anyway. I share with people that. You know, sometimes we're going to go through suffering. Sometimes we're going through hard times. I don't understand why. I don't understand. I've shared with you many times. I've read many books, and any time I can get my hands on a book, "Why Does Bad Things Happen to Good People?" I get it and read it to see. But nobody else that I have read their book can totally explain it either. But I know one thing about it. God is in it every time. And you can sit there and you can look at it and say, "Well, it happened because of this." Or you can look at it and say, "You know what? I'm going to be stronger whenever I come out of this fire. I'm going to be stronger whenever I come out." Faith is ready to trust God. Faith is ready to trust God to fulfill His purpose, whatever that may be. And to say, faith is ready to trust God to fulfill His purpose, whatever that may be. And to say, "I've had to pray that sometimes, God. I trust You with this situation. God, I know that Your purpose is not going to be what my purpose is. But I trust Him that His purpose is what's best for the situation that I'm going through at that time right there." Sometimes we look at things selfishly, and yes, we all do. But our faith is ready to trust God to fulfill His purpose at the time that you're going through it. Romans chapter 14, verse 8 says, "For if we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's." Their steadfast refusal, it made King Nebuchadnezzar mad. And he commanded that the furnace be made 7 times hotter. And the 3 men were cast into the fire. Ms. Laverne, 19 through 23, please.
"Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. He commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace was exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew these men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace."
So what a terrible experience. You know, it says in there one part that the furnace was so hot that the men that threw them in burn up. You know, what a terrible experience. But what a wonderful experience for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know, everybody on the outside looking out, "Oh man, this is terrible." But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, it was a wonderful experience. Because there's no more wonderful than experiencing we may have if we are faithful to the Lord. What do we have if we're faithful to the Lord? The companionship they enjoyed. The companionship they enjoyed. Ms. Laverne, 24 through 27.
"Then the king was astonished. He rose up in haste and spake and said to his counselors, 'Did we not cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire?' They answered and said to the king, 'True, O king.' He answered and said, 'Lo, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. The former and the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come forth and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth out of the midst of the fire. And the princes, the governors and captains, the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their heads singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them.
So I was saying right there, did they go into the fiery furnace alone? No, they didn't. Are we going into these battles that we're facing, are we going in there alone? Just like the Lord was right there with them and them in that fiery furnace, the Lord is with you whenever you're going into that battle. Yes, we suffer. And we suffer for His name, but you know what? He's with us the whole time we're suffering. The whole time we're going through that battle that we're going through. Isaiah 43:2 says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall your flame scorch you. So the presence of the Lord was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire. And they were guaranteed for their protection. Even the fire could not touch them because it was God's will that it should not do so. And being tried and tested and cast out by these men, these three were now brought into the sweetened communion with the Lord. You know, folks, whenever you're going through it, I feel we're growing closer and closer, and we are drawn to the Lord. God never calls us to enter the furnace alone. God never calls us to enter the furnace alone. He is always with us. And He blesses us in the furnace in a way that we'll never be blessed had we not experienced the fire. I see that in things that we have gone through in our lives. I see that in things that Sherry and I have gone through. I see that things that the church has gone through. But I tell you what, we haven't walked through these fires by ourselves. God has been with us the whole time. 1 Peter 1:7 says, the genuineness of your faith being much more precious than gold, than perishes through his test by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. But this is not the end of the story. It gets better. One reason why the Lord allows us to be tested is that by our quiet confidence in him, in our trial, and by the manifestation of his power and glory, others may be blessed and his kingdom may be extended. Notice that others may be blessed and his kingdom may be extended. You don't know that fire that you're going through. You don't know that trial that you're going through. Who's going to be blessed whenever you come out? Sometimes there's things that you are able to pray with people. There's sometimes things that you're able to do that you never would have been able to do before if you would not have went through that fire. And the fifth thing, they confessed their witness. They confessed their witness. Finish it up, Ms. Laverne, 28:30.
Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces. Their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon.
So we see right here, in finishing this up, what happened? What happened? The king changed his tune. He wasn't blowing his horn the same way, was he? No, because of their testimony, a pagan king's life was changed. Folks, I'm here to encourage you tonight. Because of your testimony, somebody's life can be changed. Because of your testimony and not compromising, you can change somebody's life out there. You know, I shared Sunday night, and I'm going to close with this here. And Sunday night, I shared on bitterness. And I've been in this series on pride, anger, frustration, bitterness. And bitterness was Sunday night. But I've seen so many times, ties in with this, the fiery furnace. But the devil will put bitterness in your heart, and you hold on to it, and you hold on to it, and you hold on to it. And it's still in your joy. It's still in your pride. It's still in what God wants to do. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they could have been bitter. They could have been fed up because they were being tested. They was being trialed. But what they did, they stayed faithful to God through that. They did not compromise. And because of them staying faithful to God, knew that God was going to pull them through, not compromising, but the king's life changed. And how many other people's life was changed because of the king's life being changed? I want to encourage you tonight, don't compromise. Don't give in to what they're telling you. Hey, you know, this here is better. This is that. As I shared with you Sunday morning, I'm proud. I share with you a name on there because they say that if they walk in Trinity Assembly, God to move, expect miracles to take place, expect healings to take place, expecting broken families to be healed. I expect financial needs. That's our DNA. And I'm not going to compromise what God has called. And if, you know, and folks, we are seeing the fruits of that right tonight in this auditorium. And see the fruits in Psalm 66, 10, 11, and 12 says, "For you, O God, you have brought us into the net. You've laid affliction on our backs. You have caused men to ride over our, went through the fire to rich fulfillment." He brought us out to rich fulfillment. He's bringing us to encourage you. No matter what you're going through right now, God is in the fire with you. And pray, have them praying with you because two is better than one. And I know some people, whenever they're going through a fire, they're going through something, well, I don't want people. She was going through. It wasn't we was bringing attention to ourselves, but we felt that somebody could reach the hem of his garment and, you know, the healing would come. And that's why we pray the way. Anything they want to put in? Father, we're so thankful for tonight. Father, we're so thankful, Lord, that we've come here to study this. Challenge somebody. I pray tonight, God, that somebody will leave here and they say, you know, I'm glad I went to church tonight. I felt like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I felt like I was in that fiery furnace. But Lord, I know now that you are there with me. Father, we pray for each and every family that's here, Lord. Father, you know the needs they have tonight. You know what they're facing, Lord. But Father, I pray, God, that you will just bring peace to these families tonight, Lord. Father, we pray for Trinity Assembly, God. We pray for our service this Sunday to be a supernatural service where your Spirit will be here. Father, continue to move through us. Continue to lead us in. Amen. Be blessed. Don't forget, tomorrow is finished strong at 11:45. Saturday morning's men's breakfast. Sunday, we have